You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, an elegant sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
It is just about game time, so we invite you to settle in for another afternoon of Hawks football in comfort. Speaking of comfort, get comfortable at Staybridge Suites Eatontown, an upscale all-suite hotel located just minutes from campus at 4 Industrial Way East in Eatontown. Give them a call, 1-800-238-8000, or visit them online at staybridge.com. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here. Partly cloudy skies, but mostly sunny here today from Loretto, PA. Game time temperature right in the mid-40s. It is a perfect November afternoon as Monmouth looking for their fifth win of the year. Hawks in their all-white jerseys today, all-white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, the midnight blue numerals, the dark blue helmets with the white MU insignia on either side. For St. Francis, PA, the Red Flash are in their home red jerseys today, red helmets and the black pants. It will be Eric Spillane to kick off here. He will drive this one deep, and it will be settled under at the 11-yard line by Kyle Harbridge. Gets to the 25, out to the 30, will stay on his feet and take it to about the 34-yard line. It is a St. Francis offense that scores about 25 points per game. They can score and can't rush the football. Harbridge, as we mentioned, the team's best player. He is the second leading ground gainer in the Northeast Conference this year, 136 yards per contest. He has scored on the ground 11 times. It will be junior John Kelly to direct the offense, to have Harbridge and number 27 Dan Conley in the backfield, starting at wide receiver number 1 AJ Alexander and number 81 Jeff Wasileski. The tight end is Ryan Zarnich, Jordan Kelly, Thurston Kino. The tackles William Houston and Lloyd Hill. The guards Jacob Smith is the center. It will be Harbridge this time off of right tackle and able to pick up 10, 12 yards as he runs off the right side, breaks the play to the 45, and will take it to the 46-yard line. Defensively for Monmouth, the 4-3 alignment has Brad Harris and Ian Simon at the ends, Mike Upham and Jimmy Lawson at the tackles, the outside linebackers, the freshman Colin Cooper, Steve Barroso, the Toms River native, and Manasquan's Dan Sullivan in the middle. Jamison Zacharias and Reggie Hildebrand at the corners, Jose Gums and Andrew Sutton are the two safeties. Here on first down and 10, Kelly, who will operate from the pistol, gives it to Harbridge, going to try the left side, able to bounce it to the outside, stay on his feet, get to the sideline, and be run out of bounds by Simon after another big pickup into Monmouth territory at the 46-yard line, a gain of 8.5.
And Monmouth getting a taste of their own medicine, Matt, as St. Francis has come out and in their first two offensive snaps been in that pistol formation that the Hawks run exclusively out of, and Harbridge has picked up good yardage now on back-to-back carries. A first down on his first run, this time picking up close to 8 yards.
St. Francis, who was picked to finish last in the league, tied for last in the league coming into play today with Central Connecticut State, each with just one win. Second down here and a long one. Kelly again will operate from the pistol, receivers to either side. Wants to throw here. Now going to be flush in the pocket. Rolling right, stops, throws, has a man off the hands of A.J. Alexander, and the ball will fall incomplete. Alexander, an interesting story, started his college career at Florida State as a defensive back, played in his freshman year. The Seminoles were making the transition for him to wide receiver, and then he decided and elected to come home. He is from nearby Altoona, Pennsylvania, so a member of the Red Flash, and he has made the full transition to the wideout spot, comes in today with 19 catches. Couldn't make it 20 there on the drop. Third down here and a long one. It will be Harbridge right up the middle into the heart of the Monmouth defense, comes out of the pile and able to come forward for a first down. Monmouth had it defended well, but Harbridge, who is such a tough runner, gets to the 42-yard line where it is a PA first down.
Yeah, stopped initially, Matt, on his surge up the middle on the dive play out of the pistol. Bounced it outside. Jose Gums had to make the tackle from behind in pursuit. We just saw Monmouth also sub in four fresh defensive linemen and a new linebacker as well, trying to stay fresh as it looks like St. Francis, as they've done all season, trying to do their damage on the ground. They average just under 193 yards per game on the ground.
Harbridge, a junior from Easton, Pennsylvania. He will check out here in favor of number 32, Keon Wade. In motion, Jacob Novicki comes in as an extra wide receiver, and slamming through over the right side is Wade, and he will get good first down yardage, a pickup of close to 6, down to the Monmouth 37-yard line.
You talk about Harbridge as the workhorse of this team's coming into the game, Matt, just of north of 360 carries, Harbridge had 219. So while we do see Wade now, it'll be a steady diet of Kyle Harbridge that the Monmouth defense sees the majority of the afternoon.
Wade, who coming into the game today had carried the ball 36 times through the first games of St. Francis, PA. So he averages about four carries per contest. He will stay in here with a second down and long four. 12:45 to go in the opening quarter, no score. Offset eye look, it will be Wade to get it here. Trying to pick a spot through the line, get back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe pick up a half a yard, then driven backwards by Sutton and Pat O'Hara, who combined on the tackle. It will bring up third down and four.
So good job there by the defense, forcing St. Francis into a passing situation, and you know in these instances they do look to Alexander. Also, the tight end is a big target for John Kelly. In this kind of formation, the Hawks will respond by bringing in extra defensive back Pat Gray into the contest.
Gray, the true freshman, checks in. He will play the safety up over the top. Sutton and Gums helping out in that spot as well. Three wide receivers, far sideline right, one back near sideline left. Sullivan showing blitz from the defensive right. Here he comes. Kelly in trouble. Sets up screen. Has Harbridge. Makes the catch to the 31. Turns the corner at the 25. Stays on his feet to the 20. Run out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. Great job from John Kelly eluding the blitz, and the screen was set up beautifully.
He had Sullivan coming off the defensive formation right. A free run, no blockers on his side. That means that Harbridge had no one on him in the pattern, able to turn it up, got by Gums. I'll tell you, Harbridge is a very quick, he's deceptively fast player. He got to the outside there for the big first down.
5'10", 195-pound junior. He will get all-league consideration for sure. Double tight end set, Ryan Zarnich in along with the second tight end, Kevin Parker. It is Harbridge trying to stretch it out to the outside, coming to the left, eludes one tackler, and then Colin Cooper will take him down right at the line of scrimmage, actually about a half yard back to bring up a second and 11. 11:15 to go here in the first quarter. No score between St. Francis and Monmouth.
Harbridge has put up some very impressive numbers this year, Matt. We alluded to it in pregame. 1,200 yards rushing, 11 carries. He gets almost 6 yards every time he touches the football. And this for a St. Francis team that for years could not run it. Now when they have a player like Harbridge, looks like they'll be able to do something on the ground.
A pretty big offensive line, which we'll talk about after this second down play. Perhaps Kelly will have to throw here. We'll send a man in motion. That is Novicki from right to left. Wants to throw. Looks for the quick slant. Over the middle. Almost intercepted. Deflected ball. Ryan LeDuc, the intended receiver. It was deflected off of his hands. Andrew Sutton with a chance to pick it off. And it will bring up a third down here in long 11. In that offensive line, 290, 291 at the tackles, 293, and Lloyd Hill at 401 at the guards. Jacob Smith at 288. Monmouth with a pretty big offensive line. Probably one of the rare teams in the league that actually could go pound for pound with Monmouth up front.
It's skewed a little bit because Hill's 401 really does jump off the page and jump off the field as well. He's a massive player at the right guard.
Third and 11, trips off to the right side. Kelly will quarterback draw, steps up in the pocket, takes it down inside the 10. He is dropped by Gums at the 6-yard line. It'll be about a yard shy of a first down, so an early decision for Chris Valerio, the second-year head coach for St. Francis, on fourth down here and a long one. It looks as if St. Francis will go for it. Josh Thiel is their kicker, number 14, and he is not entering the game at all. They are bringing in some extra players in that front alignment. Sean Burke will come in. He is listed as a linebacker, but they will go with a three-back set, one to either side of Kelly, and then Harbridge as the I-back. Tight end either side. Fourth down and one here. Harbridge off the right side will have the first down. He will have a touchdown. An opening drive for St. Francis, PA. And with 9:56 to go, the Red Flash scoring on a 6-yard touchdown run from Kyle Harbridge to go up 6-0.
Good-looking drive for St. Francis, doing the majority of their damage on the ground, Matt. They take 5 minutes, 4 seconds off the clock. Moving the chains well, it was Harbridge for the majority of it, both running and receiving, as St. Francis gets the game's first touchdown.
Here's Thiel for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. St. Francis 7, Monmouth nothing. Harbridge scoring for the 12th time this year on the ground. The Red Flash up by a score. Monmouth will get their hands on the football for the first time today after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Football from Nelligan Sports on the Monmouth Radio Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Follow Hawks football all season long on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we'd like to remind you that next week's game on November 12th against Albany is Military Appreciation Day, presented by CACI. Monmouth Athletics welcomes all servicemen and women to enjoy a day of Hawks football for free. All military personnel wearing their uniform can show up at CACI's tent at Kessler Field parking lot for some food and beverage. CACI, ever vigilant.
Kevin Wood kicking off here. Short kickoff goes into the hands of Pollard. He is at the 20-yard line, 30-yard line, dancing around and will get tackled at the 31, where Monmouth will start first down and 10. Craig Peterson, who struggled last week, making the start here again in place of the injured Kyle Frazier, 6'1", 200 pounds. Peterson's numbers on the year, 28 of 47 for 337 yards. He has thrown two touchdowns and been picked off twice as well. The offensive line, a pretty good one. Dino Molina and Mike Murphy, the tackles. Josh Patterson and Mike Hunchek, the guards. Jim Sullivan is the fifth-year senior center. It will be Tristan Roberts to start at the wide receiver spot today, along with Mitchell Pollard and Neil Sterling. Between Pollard and Sterling, the two have combined for 77 catches on the year. Tyler George at the tight end spot. Bunch package off to the left side. Peterson pumps once, in trouble, and will get sacked. Wanted to throw it to Pollard. St. Francis read it perfectly, and Peterson will get sacked here to bring up a second and long.
The timing on the quick screen to the formation left was not there. Peterson also pump fake. Not sure if he didn't have a good grip on the ball. That won't be an issue today as it was last week. Perfect playing conditions here at the golf field, but that play blew up before Monmouth had a chance to get it going, Matt.
5-yard loss brings up a second and 15. A St. Francis defense that is basically last in the league in every statistical category, including points per game, in which they give up about 44 a contest, and yards per game at 484. Hawks here have Julian Hayes, the freshman tailback, into the game. He will carry it, running off the left side, looking to turn the corner. We'll take it back to the original line of scrimmage to bring up a third and 10. It is a 4-3 set for St. Francis. The ends, Paul Print and Asimlo Fruin. Terrace Bourne and Lorenzo Coscarelli are the inside guys. Bishop Neal and Timmy Myers at the outside linebacker. A.J. Bowman, who leads the NEC in tackles with 108, is at the middle spot. Calvin Bain, T.J. Armstead at the corners. Jake DeMetal and Austin Mealy are the two safeties. Third down and 10 for Monmouth. They will come with four wide receivers. Far sideline left, Pollard and Sterling. Near sideline right, Sumlin in the slot. Roberts is the wide man. Peterson wants to throw, looking off to the left, finds a man. It is Pollard who will have the completion for 12 yards, and it is a first down out to the Monmouth 43.
Single coverage on the outside. All four wide receivers had man-on-man coverage. Mitchell Pollard doing a good job shaking free of his defender, getting loose in the middle of the field. Low throw, but a good throw from Peterson to find him for the first down.
Three other games in the Northeast Conference today. We'll go to the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard after this first down play. Everything involving the league today is all conference stuff. Nobody in the non-conference schedule anymore. Pollard in the slot, comes near sideline to the right. Sterling is the wide man. Roberts up top as the single receiver back to the left. Peterson rolling right, looking to throw. Able to get to the corner, slings one sidearm. Sterling makes the catch and will step out of bounds. Close to the first down marker, will depend on the spot of the football. Into St. Francis territory, however, right around the Red Flash 47-yard line.
I'll tell you, Sterling needs to get the football thrown his way, Matt, a lot more. They need to feed him the ball as often as they can without forcing. He is such a dangerous player. He already has 40 grabs coming into the game. He should get 10, 12 looks each game. He's so dangerous.
Catch number 41, an 11-yard pickup, and gives Mamas a first down at the PA 46-yard line. Pollard and Sterling, slot receiver combo up to the left side of the formation. Peterson here again from the drop back, looking to fade one down the sideline, looking for McLafferty, and it will go incomplete. George and McLafferty, the two tight ends, almost running the same tight pattern down the near sideline with 7:18 to go. An incomplete pass and brings up a second and 10. So some pretty big games in the league today, including Bryan and Albany. First quarter score from up at University Field in Albany, and Bryant with the 3-0 advantage. That one early in the first quarter. The Great Danes coming in with the undefeated record. They pace the NEC. Also from New Britain, Connecticut, Robert Morris leading Central Connecticut State 10-7, and just underway in Staten Island, Sacred Heart with a 7-0 lead on Wagner. Here is Peterson, going to flip one to the outside. It's Roberts to catch it back behind the line. Gets to the 40, 35, now to the 30. Foot race to the end zone. Inside the 20, down inside the 10. Stretches one out, and it is a touchdown. Tristan Roberts scoring from 46 yards out, and a big-time answer for Monmouth. I believe, actually, they're going to say Roberts stepped out of bounds right at the 2. One official said touchdown. And the far side linesman says he stepped out of bounds at the 2-yard line. So it will be a first and goal for the Hawks. 44-yard pickup nonetheless, and a big-time play from Tristan Roberts.
The Hawks have the advantage on the outside with the athletes at wide receiver in this game, and that's the first time that they've taken true advantage of it, that time getting Roberts on the little slip to the left of the formation, able to turn it up. Good downfield blocking. First and goal inside the 3 at the 2-yard line.
Roberts, his longest reception of the year. That is his 16th. Power set here. It will be Hayes off the right side. Picks a spot. Gets down towards the goal line. Inside the 1. No signal as of yet. They will spot the ball with the nose of the ball just outside the goal line with 6.5 minutes to play. It wasn't a good opening drive for Monmouth defensively, but this is a very good drive on the offensive side of the ball.
And a good answer for what St. Francis did scoring their touchdown. Monmouth, if they're able to pick up another what looks to be 3-4 inches, Matt, they'll be able to have a chance to tie the score. This has Julian Hayes' name written all over it.
Ben Wallace, number 84, checking into the game. Third tight end. He's sent to the left side of the formation. George McLafferty to the right. Pandorf in motion. It will be Hayes picking his way. St. Francis able to stand him up with a 2-yard line and will drive him back. Good interior pressure that time, making Hayes bounce to the outside. Tackle made by Bowman. That dangerous middle linebacker with another stop, and they will spot the football at the St. Francis 3-yard line. It goes as a loss of 3 to bring up third and goal.
Yeah, now it looks as though the power run play potentially out of the playbook. I might want to throw to Neil Sterling here. He's got about a 3-foot advantage on that cornerback who looks like he's about 5'2".
I'll say 5'9". It's Armstead. Hayes will get it instead up the middle, pounding down towards the goal line. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, Monmouth. Julian Hayes scoring his 10th rushing touchdown of the season. And Monmouth didn't make it easy for themselves, but able to take their opening drive and answer back with a score of their own with 5:26 to play. They are an extra point away from tying this one up.
And that play on the scoring play was all Hayes, kept the legs churning, was contacted outside of the end zone, and then brought a couple of St. Francis defenders with him over the line for the score.
Peterson, who doubles as the holder, will bring Eric Spillane on here for the extra point. This to make it a 7-7 score. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, it is blocked. A lot of interior pressure there for St. Francis. I believe it was big number 95, Robert Smith, to crash through the line. The redshirt sophomore from Carteret, New Jersey. So Monmouth will have to be satisfied with 6 on the board. 7-6 our score, 5:26 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds, come back with more from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Monmouth Radio Network.
Witness history in the making at the Chevrolet Centennial Open House. Take a seat in the game-changing Volt. Grab the wheel of the Cruise Eco with an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon highway. See the undeniable face of a new-look Silverado. Tap into the road smarts of the hot new Sonic, and you'll see how Chevy continues to make history. See for yourself at the Centennial Open House at your local Chevy dealer, with special savings now on select Chevy models through November 7th. Or visit ChevyOffers.com for details and to find a Chevy dealer near you.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Eric Spillane's extra point that was just blocked, his first missed PAT of the year. 7-6 St. Francis leads Monmouth. Spillane here with a short kickoff. It will be settled under by A.J. Alexander at the 15-yard line. Comes back to the near side. Couple of nice moves. Trying to get to the near sideline. It does, to the 40. Makes him over the 45, stays on his feet, gets to midfield with a late flag flying in. It will be Alexander to take it into Monmouth territory at the 48-yard line. The flag was thrown right at midfield. Referees are discussing.
Looked as though there was a block in the back on that play when Alexander Matt switched his field and came back towards the near side, and that is the call. And then I'm not sure who the penalty was on, but number 32 for Monmouth, Cade Biasanti, was the one who got the penalty done to him, if you could say that, and then it'll push St. Francis back.
Flag was thrown at the 50. It is a spot foul, so St. Francis loses about 12 yards on the penalty. Would have been at the Monmouth 48. Instead, PA will take over at their own 40-yard line. Good return nonetheless from Alexander. 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter. St. Francis leading 7-6. Slot receiver combo off to the right side. Tight end back to the left. Kelly play action. Throws in the flat. Catch is made by Dan Conley of the fullback. Nice open field tackle made by Sutton after a gain of about 4. Takes Conley to the 44-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 6. And Conley, kind of an interesting story. Up until last week, he was playing both sides of the football. He was the starting outside linebacker, now exclusively or more exclusively playing on the offensive side of the ball. But you don't see that happen too often.
You don't see it nowadays, college football. St. Francis has the unique problems, unlike most teams, of actually number of players on their roster, Matt. So they take someone who can play in Conley, and they use them both ways.
Here's the give to Harbridge right up the middle of the Monmouth defense. Takes a hard shot after good yardage. There is a flag down thrown to the far sideline. Ball spotted at the Monmouth 45-yard line. You know, you think about those two-way players, as we'll check the penalty. Monmouth had one of them last year, Chris Hogan, who played both sides of the football. And Hogan still in the NFL ranks on the practice squad with the New York Giants. Penalty, by the way, against PA. A procedure penalty. Will back him up 5 yards.
And Hogan called into that duty a year ago because of need. Monmouth so banged up in the defensive secondary, and then it turned out he was a pretty good defensive back, ended up with a couple of interceptions, and then he grew into his own as a wide receiver as the year went on. And it, really speaking from a Monmouth perspective, it's a shame that the Hawks program couldn't have Chris Hogan for more than just that 1 year.
Three wide receivers into the game. Alexander, the single man, coming to the sideline left. Kelly will give to Harbridge. Monmouth charging hard defensively. Harbridge able to pick up a yard, get back to the 41-yard line. It'll go as a gain of about a yard and a half. Had a chance to knock him down to the backfield. Sullivan and Sutton combine on the tackle.
Matt, sorry to cut you off. Never thought I'd say this, but Monmouth needs to come into this game with the idea of making St. Francis one-dimensional, making them throw. And that's all this team used to do, is throw the football. They really need to commit an extra body into the box to slow Harbridge down.
St. Francis playing without one of their starting wide receivers today. Anthony Howes, the senior, out with injury. Third down and 10 with 3.5 minutes to go. PA leading 7-6. Kelly under pressure here. Drops, throws, has a man down the field, and a diving catch made by Ryan LeDuc. Inside of Monmouth territory, they will spot the football at the Hawk 37. It is a first down and a completion of 23.
That's the vulnerable spot in the Monmouth defense, Matt. We've seen it all season long. When they go to that zone coverage, the middle of the field, deep middle, is the exposed area. And if it's the linebackers not getting back in time or the safeties not covering, we've seen receivers running down the seam a lot this season.
Jeff Wasileski goes as the far side wide receiver in the slot. Jacob Nowicki starts in motion to his left, comes back to the right. Kelly again wanting to throw. Play action going deep down the middle of the seam. He's got Alexander open and just overthrew him. And Alexander had beaten the coverage of Zacharias by a step. The ball overthrown by a touch, and with 2:56 to go, it'll bring up a 2nd and 10.
Ball was well thrown, just a little too far depth-wise. Looked as though Alexander had a chance at it, that if he would have left his feet, he might have had a chance to make a play on the ball. Nonetheless, it'll be 2nd down. But I like the play call from St. Francis. They go play action, sensing Monmouth bringing the safeties and linebackers up, taking the shot over the top. You know I'm always a fan of that.
Monmouth in the straight 4-3 set. You'd like to see that play about 20 times a game, as I remember. 2:56 to go in the first quarter. Here's the give up the middle for Harbridge. And able to fall forward inside the Monmouth 35. They will spot him at the 33. Goes as a gain of about 4. Brings up a 2nd and 6. Remember Harbridge from last year, and actually a couple years ago, when he had a real good game, even though Monmouth had won convincingly here in Loretto. At that point, he was kind of a young up-and-coming freshman. Now as a junior with Larry McCoy and Jordan Brown, the running backs from Duquesne and Bryant, respectively. Harbridge has got a pretty good argument to be right in the mix with those two guys.
Well, especially when you factor in that he really is the majority of this offense, not only leading them on the ground, but in receptions as well. He really is valuable and a really good player.
Three wide receivers into the game. They set up the screen again. Harbridge catches it. Nice open field tackle made by Barroso off the shoot tops. Harbridge able to stretch it just shy of the 30-yard line. Pickup of about three with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It will bring up a fourth down, and on will come the PA field goal kicking team and Josh Thiel. Thiel, who is 8 of 10 on the season, has a long of 45, so this certainly within its range. They will spot it at the 37. This is a 47-yarder from the right hash mark.
Whatever breeze is here in his face.
This to make it 10-6. Clock moving. 90 seconds to go. Low snap. Good hold. Kick is up end over end. It is drifting and it is good. Season long field goal for Josh Thiel. Makes it 10-6 St. Francis. 1:25 to go in the opening quarter. We step out and take a 30-second timeout. We're back for the second Monmouth possession. Looking for the Hawks to answer back. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football from Nelligan Sports on the Hawks Radio Network.
Looking for a hotel near Monmouth University? The DoubleTree by Hilton, Tinton Falls, and the Holiday Inn Express West Long Branch are just a few minutes away and are proud to be recommended by Monmouth U. For a full-service hotel, restaurant, and banquet hall, check out the DoubleTree Tinton Falls, winner of the 2011 TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence and the 2011 Wedding Wire Bride's Choice Award. For superior service at a great value, check into the Holiday Inn Express West Long Branch, offering free hot breakfast every day. Ask for the special Monmouth U rates. Go Hawks!
Follow Hawks football all season long on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
For the freshest bagels in town, visit the Hot Bagel Bakery located at 67 Monmouth Road in Oakhurst, just a few minutes from Monmouth University's campus, a neighborhood favorite for years. Hot Bagel's a proud supporter of the Hawks. Stop by or give them a call at 732-870-6262. Proud sponsor of the broadcast crew breakfast this morning.
It's the fuel we needed to get out here. Nice early wake up for both of us.
Kevin Wood to kick off for the second time today. This is high and short, fielded by Pollard at the 23-yard line. Pollard with a stutter move takes it out to about the 36, where Monmouth will get their second offensive possession of the day, trailing 10-6. All three possessions combined for these teams have resulted in points. There is a flag down. I would have to think this is offside against St. Francis, thrown basically at the 30-yard line. So it's almost as if no one's paying attention that there is a flag.
Maybe it fell out because none of the officials... Oh, no, they are calling it. No officials near it, and you're right, Matt, it is offsides on the red flash.
I believe Monmouth looks as if they will decline the penalty. Well, they'll take it. They could have had the kick over. Instead, they will take the penalty, march 5 yards forward, and it will be first and 10 from the Hawk 41-yard line. Late stages here of the first quarter. Monmouth trailing 10-6. Peterson in the pistol formation has Julian Hayes behind him. Three wide receivers into the game. Roberts far sideline left, Sterling and Pollard near sideline right. Quick pass to the outside on the left. It is Roberts to make the catch. Come forward, good get yardage, and fall into St. Francis territory. Taken down at the red flash 46. Second catch of the day for Roberts, who's become a target for Peterson today.
And Peterson, 4 out of 5 throwing the football, around 80 yards thus far in the first quarter, looking very good, very sharp thus far in the game this afternoon.
Monmouth will stay with a 3-wide set. Tyler George in as the tight end, goes to the left side of the formation. Ball sent from the left hash mark with 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. Peterson checks the defense, gets the snap, will give off to Hayes left side. Hayes with a good first surge through the line, taken down at the 40-yard line for a gain of 6 to bring up a 2nd and 4. Clock continuing to roll, 45 seconds to go in this first quarter with St. Francis leading after that field goal from Thiel, 10-6.
Good yardage on first down for Hayes, keeping the Monmouth offense on schedule. Now the whole playbook in play at 2nd and about 4 at the St. Francis 40-yard line.
So good to see Peterson off to a good start. Certainly looks much more comfortable than he did a week ago. Split wide receiver set, George and Pandorf in a tight end wing combination off to the right side. Hayes will get it here. Counterplay up the middle, and he will bounce forward to the 35-yard line and go for a gain of 5. Pick up a first down. could likely be the final play of the first quarter. Monmouth does not have to snap the football again. Once they set the chains, they will run the clock. Peterson is in the huddle, but with 10 seconds still, they'll have to hustle to get a playoff here as the first quarter to 3 seconds. I don't think Peterson going to get this off down to